facts about your hero Obama.
He's not my hero. I'm a communist, you idiot.
You didn't plan any protests against him, did you? Zero protests against
Jesus.
Obama.
Jesus,
you have
communist, eh, Ash? Well, we're going to put that to the test, sweet cheeks. Hello again there, boys and girls. So we're back once again to take another look at a wonderful piece of British journalism in The Guardian. That newspaper we all loved, we know and love so much. But before we get into that, let's have a quick look at Ash Sarkar, who is one of these con merchants, these slime balls like Alpha Hirsch. There's like a kind of a growing class of these bastards in the British media now, and they are the professional non-white hater. And they've read a few chapters of Samuel Goldstein's critical whiteness studies from New York University, and now they think they've got all the keys to understanding everything about equality and racial dynamics in the Western world. And they go hobbling around in the Good Morning Britain and BBC's Question Time, thinking, huffing their own farts, as they say, because they and but the problem is they've got to pretend that they have a kind of radical agenda behind it all. They can't just pretend, they can't just blatantly make a career out of hating the native population, so they have to kind of tart it up a bit with sort of a wider social justice agenda. It's not just that Alpha Hirsch wants to tear down Nelson's column because she's an invasive c-. No, it's because it's got a wider, there's a wider agenda of making the world a fairer and better place. And Ash Sarkar's another one of them. There's a man as well, like he's got a big chin called Kendrick Lamar or something. David Lammy's like that as well. And they have to pretend that they're these edgy radicals fighting against the system on behalf of the oppressed of all the world. And that white people are secretly oppressed by their whiteness. They love that word whiteness because it turns actual biological living people into nothing but a social construct to be destroyed. They're an absolute the shower of bastards, and I think I'm going to do more on them. But let's jump into this article here by Ash. This is a bland headline. Corbyn could come out fighting with a rebellious Remain and Reform agenda. So what we have to take into account here is that Ash thinks she's a radical. Ash thinks she's really challenging the narratives, is what they say, all these challenging the narratives and speaking truth to power, when in actual fact it's a complete sham. But I think a lot of people don't seem to understand just how much of a sham, and just how these people are nothing but a bunch of con merchants. They stand for nothing. And everything they do, they're pushing at an open door. The doors are held wide open for them. Can you imagine, let's say, you're watching Good Morning Britain, and then Piers and the bimbo on the sofa say, well, folks, just after the break, we're going to have Mark Collett, and he's going to be speaking about his book, The Fall of Western Man. We'll catch you later. After the break and after the weather with Tina, Mark Collett will be joining us on the sofa. It's not going to happen. These people are lucky to have any kind of platforms at all. Whereas these sort of professional non-white haters are everywhere you look, they're there. And of course, they're in The Guardian as well. But the problem that Ash has got in this article is that, well, she's not radical at all. And the problem that these sort of rubber revolutionaries have is that what do they do when it's time for the rubber to hit the road? What do they do when it's, let's say, Brexit, and you're either with global finance and the central banking empire over in Europe there, or you're with the little people making a stand for autonomy and self-determination. Which way are you going to go, Ash? Which way are you going to go? Well, let's have a look, eh? Because she's going to... Normally, when I do these Guardian things, they're sort of... I break it down. There's like a load of screenshots and everything. On this one, there's a hell of a lot of bullshit in this article. And that's kind of the point. I don't need a load of... There's a beginning, a middle, and the end. And the beginning here, a remain-orientated turn in strategy comes with potential drawbacks. The most obvious is that 78% of Labour's target Tory marginals voted Leave in 2016, and it's not unreasonable for those voters to expect the results of a referendum that they voted in to be implemented, whatever the FBPE Twitter account might say. So FBPE are all those sort of middle-class whites all over Twitter, and they want to have another referendum, but... Well, Ash isn't having any of that because she's a radical. She's not going to die on this hill. She's with the little people. She's with the oppressed. She wants to stand up with that horrible blood-sucking empire on the continent, and she wants to take their money away, even though you can't do that these days because they'll just shift it around on the internet. It's totally... Her whole Marxist plan is out of date, but it doesn't matter because it's just there. It's just there to sort of... as a sticking plaster. It's just there as a bit of bullshit. The real reason she's in the media is to be a white hater. But what? How did she handle it then? This revolutionary, this truth speaker to power. How did she, as someone who voted Remain, oh, I see. So you did vote for the central banking complex and neoliberal empire on the continent, Ash, did you? As someone who voted Remain... I look at some of the EU's greatest hits. The crippling austerity measures imposed by the Troika of the European Commission, true enough. They're squeezing countries like Greece. And you voted for it, Ash. You're the Marxist, you're the communist, and you voted to fuck these people over again. The European Central Bank and International Monetary Fund, you voted for them as well, Ash. You voted for them. You voted for them as well, you stupid... on Greece, the bloody borders of fortress Europe. I don't believe that for a second. I believe the borders are wide open. But by God, you voted for that as well. If we're going to go with this narrative, Ash, there's brown, oppressed people dying in the Mediterranean right now because of you. What are you doing here? The institutionalisation of neoliberal ideology. Good God. And then she finishes off with saying... And worry that my vote was interpreted as a mandate for the continuation of those horrors. Because it was, Ash. Because it was. Because when it was time for the rubber to hit the road, and it was put to you, do you want to tackle, to really poke the beast in the eye, you dropped your arse. You fucking fraud that you are. Absolute fraud that you are. And the first part of the article is her use sort of politic manoeuvring. She's talking, these are your core ideals, Ash. These, you're talking about the very foundation of your beliefs, and you fucking voted them in. You voted them in, and you're still doing it now. What you're trying to do now is explain why you're nothing but a money but I know why that is. So the first part of the article was a bit of bullshit where she's trying to say, yeah, well, it kind of looks that I voted for the white patriarchy and the empire of whiteness and their neoliberal capitalism, which oppresses and then murders all of the people of the world. It kind of looks like that. But, like, if Jeremy Corbyn takes away this amount of votes from this Tory council, and then we go back into the European Union, and then we can actually tackle them on their own ground. That's what it's 4D chess. It's a 20-year plan, everybody. I'm not just some sellout. I'm not just a lying fucking fraud. It's all part of a clever plan that I sold out my own core ideals. And then at the end of the article, A Remain campaign is no longer about continuity and affirmation of neoliberal values at the expense of worker struggle. It is an expression of the conflict between the freedom of people and democratic institutions and the freedom and protection of capital. When you chose the capital, Ash, because we could have been free from it. What you're talking about now is don't be just free. Don't just cut the chains. Don't just poke the beast in the eye and go your separate way. No, no, no. Instead, stay inside. Stay inside the Death Star and try and talk Darth Vader around instead of just escaping. Because this is the thing. You're not any kind of radical. You're not any kind of fucking revolution. I've been on podcasters with alt-righters who are more left-wing than you. You're lying shit. All you do is go on the media and piss in the faces of the native population of this country who would never had any choice. Never had any choice about you being in that situation to do it. What I'm saying here is that all you do is punch down. Never up. You had one chance to punch up and you fucked it up. You're a fucking fraud. You and the rest of these shits, these white, professional anti-white wankers in The Guardian. Have you ever noticed that you're all over the media? Have you never noticed that you are platformed non-stop? Have you ever noticed that the idea of you being banned from PayPal or having your website pulled down is unthinkable? It's because you're a It's because they want you there. They brought you here to do and be what you do. They wanted you here to torment and insult and undermine the native population, because it's about when you break down an identity, which is why you're platformed, it's easier for global capital to move itself around. They want identities all across the board to be broken down. And considering that you're a Muslim Marxist feminist, I'd say you're already just one of their, you're just like some sort of automaton. You are their creation. You're not a fucking radical. You don't even know what the word means. You get to swan around this country, a country which you claim to hate, and a people, a native population which you claim to hate. And every chance you get, you've sold them out. You get bussed around making a good living off peddling the oppression narrative. And it's complete rubbish. It's lies. You're a liar. One chance. Just think of those fucking people in the Mediterranean drowning because of your vote. It's pathetic. Every door you've ever pushed at has been left wide open for you. I'll catch you later, folks. What a bunch of shits these people are. Honest to God.